no temple. Revelation 21, 22 and 23. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. John, describing his vision, tells us the city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. There is no temple in the city, for the Lamb is the temple and is the light. Every religion today striving for peace has a temple as an object of worship. And notice, they all fall short of this peace. How can you have peace without the Prince of Peace? But here Jesus is the temple and the object they are worshiping. The shining brilliance of Christ will be providing light and will be seen in all directions throughout the city. God is with his people, and he is the object of their worship continually, as there is no night there. The former things have passed away or changed for his purpose. Heaven has literally come down to the new earth. The tabernacle of God is with men. Revelation 21:3. And also now, Revelation 21:24-27. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Since it will always be daytime in New Jerusalem, the gates will always be open. This description also implies a regular passage of earth's citizens into and out of the city. Who are these nations and the kings of the earth? The Bible identifies them as those who are saved and have their names written in the Lamb's book of life. Many preach fire and brimstone for people who do not believe the way they do concerning their traditional doctrines about everlasting life with our Lord and Savior. Keep in mind, hell is for ones who reject God's salvation by their own choosing. God's will is that none should perish. We are told in Revelations that God even judges some by their works and gives them eternal life. They may have never heard the name of Jesus, but have the right spirit influencing and motivating them to do good. Judgment for their respect and goodness rewards them with eternal life. They will live like Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden. We may be very surprised who will be there. God is a just God, and they are all part of his family. Revelation 20, verses 12 and 13. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man, according to their works. The New Jerusalem represents to Christians the final and everlasting reconciliation of God and his chosen people, the end of the Christian pilgrimage. We will inherit all things. The entire universe is ours. Revelation 21:7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son.